USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no end in sight to coronavirus relief talks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
The rate of inflation is picking up slightly. Inflation rose 0.6% in July. That's 1% higher compared to July of last month. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Police are searching for a suspect after a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana this morning. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, still has police on scene looking for the suspect. 41-year-old Daniel Cole, who they say has already shot and injured one person at St. Mary's Medical Center.
Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
We comply by the laws. But if the judge and the court finds that we're not, and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November.
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Beth says she is resigning due to a lack of respect for officers and in the wake of the city council enacting budget cuts to the city's police department. Beth will be stepping down in September. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton reacts to the news.
If you see police chiefs retiring or you see police officers retiring early, if you see liberals cutting police budgets by defunding the police, or just the general disrespect for the police, you're going to see more of what we saw in Chicago the other night. Anarchists and rioters in the street, destroying property, risking lives. Unfortunately, we've seen that in so many cities all around the country this summer, whether it's Washington, New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle. One consistent thing we've seen, though, is all these liberal mayors and governors think that they can reason with these rioters and these insurrectionists. But in the end, it's not enough because they want more and more and more. They demand that the police be defunded, and they demand that they continue to pull back from our cities. And if that happens, all you get is more violence and more crime, and the victims are innocent citizens.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1939 when The Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland, makes its world premiere in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. The beloved characters and familiar plot points were from a book that came out in 1900. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.